This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We've been talking a lot about daylight savings time, and there are some good things about daylight saving time, too.
Yeah.
For example, there are 7 crimes that are far less common during daylight saving time.
Because he's tired.
Yeah.
Well, part of it also has to do with the daylight options.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that as we spring forward into daylight saving time, the sun sets an hour later.
Okay.
And the side effect is that people don't want to stay up too late to do their crimes, and this forces them to start an hour later because they're waiting until it's dark outside.
Yeah.
So I guess the criminals are getting older. They want to get their crime done and still get back for an early dinner.
Can we do the early bird crime this
evening? Exactly.
This afternoon.
Blue plate crime.
Yeah.
But here are some of the property crime rates that have fallen once daylight saving time kicks in. One example is robberies and muggings. There are less of those after daylight saving time kicks in.
Which is weird to me because Why? You think of the colder months, if you were to rob somebody, mm-hmm. It'd be so cold outside to do those crimes.
See, and I would think that would make more sense to do it in the winter because then you have more layers on so you can stay covered. In the summer, it's too hot. Yeah. You can't be wearing no ski mask.
Okay. Yeah, you got flip-flops on.
Mm-hmm.
Two very different ways to look at it.
I guess so.
Okay, stolen cars are also less common during the daylight saving time months.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it comes down to having the darkness opportunity or not, because if it's light out, it looks a little more suspicious as you're trying to get in that car. In the dark, people are less likely to see you.
Okay.
Same thing with parts off the cars, like catalytic converters.
Oh, man.
You know, people go through, they steal all the catalytic converters in a neighborhood. You can do that at 2 a.m. when it's dark, but you're not as likely to do it at 7 p.m. now as you might have been able to do it at 7 p.m. before.
What do they do, really? They just cut down, like, on the pollution stuff.
So, yes, the catalytic converter uses platinum to take the carbon monoxide out of the air, and that platinum's worth a lot of money.
It just doesn't seem like that would be so profitable. There's so much work to be done.
But there's a lot of money.
But you think about it, you're having to saw that catalytic converter off the car.
So those guys are fast.
You're kind of working anyway. Why don't you just go get a job?
Yeah. Come on. They should have done like the criminals did me and just take the whole car. Yeah. It was a lot less work, apparently.
I don't know. But they use those electric saws, too, sometimes. So they get under there, press a button, just saw right through, drop it, and take off.
Going back, you had your car stolen?
I did. Downtown Savannah. I walked outside, and I'm like, where did I park my car? It was over here.
Did you get it back?
Nope. Oh. Never saw it again.
Really?
Cato had it stolen.
Yeah, in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
They found it. I got it back. I had to pay towing or the impound.
Wow.
But they told me they'd found it in the middle of the road just running at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Good grief.
And my neighbor just recently had his truck stolen. And yeah. They found it. It had been wrecked. Somebody had wrecked it off behind a building. And
you two are the only two I know that's had a car stolen.
I would like for my car to get stolen. I need a new one.
Yeah.
Don't steal mine. I have a new engine and it's paid for.
Come on. I got liability. Take it. Let's go.
All right. Other crimes that cut down. Thefts from buildings or houses. Property damage also cuts back. A lot of vandalism cuts back. Breaking into cars to steal stuff. We just had a big run of that in our neighborhood. And they would go, try your car door. If it was unlocked, they would steal whatever they could. If it was locked, they moved on.
So I was going to ask if it was people that left their car unlocked, yes. Or were they busting windows?
No, they were not busting windows because they wanted to keep the noise down.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And then shoplifting, oddly enough. I wouldn't think that the lighting would make a difference for shoplifting because either way, you're stealing something in a lit
store.
Door.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that one, but the rest of them make a lot of sense. And basically, I think what we're seeing is that crooks just are too tired. For that.
And you know, they're going to lose a lot of money. They really, one of these temp agencies should start a third shift for thieves.
Right.
Just so they can keep the income
that
coming.
That would be awesome if you went into one of those temp agencies and they're like, Mao or whatever, and they're like, yeah, we've got a couple openings here for cat burglar. Yeah. Or maybe a late night catalytic converter thief.
Well, on the flip side, what if you go in and they said, hey, what was your last job? Well, I stole catalytic converters.
But I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you have a contact that we can talk to? A reference?
Yeah, I have a bunch of them.
He's serving 5 to 7.
Yeah, he's at the jail.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to talk about something a little bit serious here. It happened in South Carolina. It was kind of a national event. But we recently executed someone by firing squad.
Yeah.
His name is Brad Sigmund. He was 67. And in 2001, or 23 years ago, he kidnapped a girlfriend, held her at gunpoint. She escaped, and he shot at her, trying to kill her, but missed. He then took a baseball bat in and killed her parents. So he killed two people with a baseball bat. And tried to kill a third, but did not get away with it. Mm. Now, here was his statement before he was finally put to death. And it said, I want my closing statement to be one of love and calling to my fellow Christians to help us end the death penalty. Nowhere does God in the New Testament give man the authority to kill another man. I can't help but wonder when I hear that, where he figures his part of that fell into play. At what point did he have the authority to kill those two people? And why does he think it's not okay for the state to kill him after he did that? Like, I don't understand how they suddenly decide it's wrong to kill another person after they killed somebody.
Well, I mean, the conversion of his Christian faith.
Uh-huh. Or maybe the fact that, you know, hey, I did it, but no one else should.
It doesn't make it right, but, I mean, and he could say, that was wrong. Did he mention that? Did he go, that was wrong, what I did?
And people probably snap where they're not even thinking when they do it. They think it's justified doing it, and then you realize, that's really not a good thing to do.
Well, how many...
Wow, that's pretty... I mean, wow, maybe I shouldn't take a baseball bat to my girlfriend's parents.
Okay,
well,
time out.
You gotta think about it beforehand, not after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a better person than you were 20 years ago?
I don't know. I hope so.
Well,
I haven't noticed any improvement.
See, either, to be honest.
Self-evaluation's probably one of the most important things you can do. Am I better than I was yesterday? And so, I mean, this guy, yes, it was horrible what he did, but it could be conversion.
But there's nothing more frustrating than someone doing something and then going, but you shouldn't.
Exactly.
Do as I say, not as I do.
But 20 years ago, I'm like, I'm sure there's tons of people in jail that have regrets.
I've heard that so much growing up from my parents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So everybody does it.
Yeah, when your mom's eating ice cream and you're like, I want some. And she's like, no, it's not good for you. And you're like, but you're eating it. She's do as I say,
that's
not as I
brutal.
Do.
Well, I find it very hypocritical and very ridiculous whenever they're sitting here going, well, it's not right for this. Nowhere does the Bible say it's okay to kill another person. Well, you did it.
He said in the New Testament.
True.
Yeah.
But he did it.
Okay, but so, he did.
So don't be telling other people, preaching to them, because they're doing it.
But think back 20 years ago, some of the things you did.
I never murdered anybody.
I know, but you did some pretty rowdy stuff.
Not rowdy enough to it would survive a statute of limitations. That's for good, man. You murder someone, they don't ever get a chance to recover from that.
I agree.
Here's an interesting thing, too. His last meal was KFC. Hmm. He got a KFC meal with green beans, mashed potatoes and gravy, biscuits, cheesecake, and sweet tea.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah. He wanted to order buckets of it so he could share it with the other inmates, but it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. I never thought about my last meal, what I would want it to be. You know, and some people, they pass away, and they have their last meal, and they think, or I don't know if they get to heaven going, well, you know what? I wish I had something else instead of that. Because you don't know. It's like you might have a heart attack or something. It's like, you mean Kool-Aid and a bologna sandwich was my last meal?
Okay, I got lost.
I'm just saying the person has a heart attack, they pass away, but that was their last meal, bologna sandwich and Kool-Aid.
Oh, so they had no choice.
Yeah, I had no choice, yeah.
My problem would be if I'm being executed to get my last meal and you're like, it's not really what I wanted. I wish I'd have got the steak.
Too much gristle in this steak.
Excuse me, this is a little overcooked. Ask for medium well.
Yeah, can you take that back to the kitchen and take your time?
And it depends on how you're being executed. You certainly won't want fried chicken if you're being electrocuted.
Why not?
Because
fried. I get it.
Does it get refried in your stomach after that?
That's refried beans.
Well, I tell you, now that's something I would not, and I don't understand this. They said he chose not to do the lethal injection because the last three people took 20 minutes for them to pass.
Oh my goodness.
How is it that we can serenely and kindly put down our pets? And we can't do that for a criminal. I don't understand what the complication is, because I've seen two or three of my dogs now pass away, and it was very peaceful.
Yeah, it seemed to be.
They gave him a shot that knocked him out. They gave him another shot. Their heart stopped, and it was over, and there was no suffering involved. So why can't they do that for the inmates? I don't get it. But that's why he chose the execution by firing squad.
But what did the inmate do to have to be put down? Because maybe they just like, you know, one more time, he's going to get a little torture before he goes.
Well, for me, I'll say this. The electric chair is not. I don't even like getting shocked in cold weather when I slide across my car seat.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want that as my way. And I don't know who thought of that one, but that one's pretty bad in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, I think his choice of last meal was not bad. I mean, KFC is a good, solid, and you don't have to worry about the health effects. I mean, you don't have to worry, like, is this going to be bad for my arteries or anything?
Imagine, though, he asked for all drums.
Oh.
They get there, and they're like, what is this, wings? Great.
You would have thought that he would have chose Chick-fil-A, God's chicken, with his conversion and all.
Right. Maybe his conversion wasn't as good as he thought. I don't know. I get tired of people who are on death row complaining about how whatever's going to happen whenever the people that they killed didn't get any just voice in the whole thing. And they don't have a chance. They aren't here still. It took 23 years for them to even get around to doing this. He's got 23 extra years to live that they didn't. So I don't have any sympathy for him.
Still trying to think of what I want for my last meal. I wonder if they'd take me to Golden Corral, because I'd like a buffet.
Yeah.
I'd like a little bit of everything.
That would be so smart, because you just keep eating. Like, even if you feel miserable, you're like, oh, I'm not done yet.
Yeah, it's my last meal. I'm still eating.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, experts say for a few days after clock changes, it's normal to feel a little bit weird. And that's kind of a pleasant change from those times when you feel really super very weird. Just a different change here. But when it comes to the week after daylight savings time, when we spring forward, workers say they feel tired. 31% say they do feel it very often that week after daylight savings time. And they say 52% gets easily distracted. We procrastinate more. Okay. Procrastinate more. 47% of people said that. Being grumpy is something you're going to see this week.
I'm starting to wonder if that's just me at this point.
I was going to say, I'm not hearing anything different.
Yeah. And you make more mistakes this week than most weeks out of the year.
Dang.
Based on that list, we spring forward every single day.
Okay. No. We do a good job. Some days we're a little foggy. But cyber loafing goes on a lot. They say Monday after because you are shifting that daylight savings time and you are on the internet more shopping or you are Googling things that's not related to your work when we spring forward.
It's so weird we make such a big deal out of this because if you think about it, if you just didn't set your alarm on Sunday morning and woke up whenever you wanted to, you wouldn't even experience the effects.
There you go.
You would sleep just as long as you would have. You would wake up, the clock would say something different, but it shouldn't change anything else.
Quite frankly, I think this should be a holiday, the day after we spring forward, because everybody's groggy, we're not working as much anyway. It would be probably more productive just not to come in. You think about that.
I think at this point, let's just stop the time changes, period.
Okay.
Let's just pick one and stick with it.
I don't think it does anything to anyone. I think it's just an excuse for people to complain about always being tired, always being grumpy, always messing up, always Googling things that has nothing to do with your job.
Why are you looking over here?
Always shopping.
Yeah. I say also Monday after time change or that week after, you get sustain more workplace injuries than any other time of year.
You get more car accidents, too.
More car accidents. That's something that happens. And they say it makes your job much harder. They say being tired makes you feel less motivated, something that you do. You have a harder time remembering stuff. And it is, did I say it makes you less productive?
They said also car accidents.
Yes, being tired makes you less motivated. Oh, we said that again. Okay, it seems like your day goes slower, too. On the week after daylight savings time. Maybe it's just this conversation. But it takes longer to complete certain tasks, they say. And you get irritated by your coworkers more easily. Not just being grumpy, but irritated by your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a harder time remembering stuff. And you have to, you resent your job more often, too, this week.
I don't think I could.
I will say, yeah. I thought like maybe Cato did, where he's like, maybe it's just the talk and people just, it's imagining things.
Right. Okay.
But I can feel it this morning throughout this room.
Yeah.
I just feel like everyone in here is kind of struggling a little bit.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm feeling great.
Yes. I feel like a million bucks.
When you say it like that, I'm feeling great.
Cato, I can call you out right now.
Why?
You haven't even finished your breakfast yet.
That's because I ate at my mom's yesterday, and I literally ate her out of house and home. I didn't eat dinner. I'm still full from yesterday.
Well, you
but I
eat
brought
all
it
that?
In and... You want to buy it, don't you?
I want some of that bacon.
It's turkey bacon.
It's fake bacon, yeah.
It's still salty.
Real.
It's not bacon.
It's meat bacon.
It's fake and bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should be real careful on this day saying that. The mistakes that we could make, we could get into trouble.
Well, a couple things you didn't know about daylight savings time is the concept, as we know it, was invented in 1905 by the devil. And it raises the risk of heart attacks by 25% and nap attacks by 75%. I'm going to have a nap attack today. I'm going to even plan it.
Well, it's National Napping Day, so today's the day to do it.
There you go.
They probably timed it that way on purpose.
I think they did.
Yeah, we can go ahead and start now.
I think one of us has.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, have you ever ran out of gas? Have you ever had that feeling?
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if this is like an unwritten rule or whatever, but why is it every time most guys go to their woman's car, the gas tank is a quarter of a tank or lower, or it needs gas?
What's wrong with that? You can still get around.
Yeah. Yeah. Most men say if they use their woman's car, 67% of them say that the tank is below a quarter of a tank of gas anytime they try to borrow their car.
You know what? I just forget.
Do you?
Well, I know that it sounds really irresponsible, but I literally forget to look at the little thingy.
That's one of the excuses. The other excuse.
The thingy. That's another problem.
Gauge.
Thank you.
The gas gauge. Another excuse is it was too cold outside to get gas.
Yeah, I don't know that this is a problem. I think this is just chivalry. I think that they know that if their guy gets in the car, he's probably going to fill it up with gas for him, and I think that's cool.
With these gas prices?
Well, I mean, you're married in a lot of the cases.
Oh, I didn't realize.
If you're sharing vehicles. I mean.
Okay. All right. How many times have you ran out of gas? I know I have a couple of times before I learned my lesson. 46% of drivers overall, the guys, have stalled on empty, and 59% of the men say they've only done it once, okay? How many times have the girls done it?
A lot more than that.
9 times in their lifetime.
They will
be. And you don't want your, you know, girl to be out there on the side of the road empty with gas.
You don't think she would want to be on the side of the road without gas.
Yeah.
It took one time for me. I learned my lesson.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's just nice and peaceful on the side of the road by myself.
Tori, should we ask how many times you've done it?
Surprisingly, I don't think I've ever actually full-on ran out of gas, but I have puttered into the gas station on the last limb before.
That's because you checked that thingy.
Yeah, well, sometimes I think it moves a little too fast.
Yeah, well, they've got the lights and the warnings on your dashboard, and it's like you really have to try to run out of gas now.
I had one of my old cars, the gas gauge didn't work at all.
Yeah.
So I literally had to, I'd fill it all the way up, and I'd press my odometer, and I would watch it. And when it got like a couple of hundred miles, I'd go ahead and fill it back up. I never let it get less than a couple of hundred miles.
I don't understand the mentality of someone who can run around with it on, with the light on and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I would go crazy from anxiety if I did that.
Just living life on the edge, Tom.
Well, and that's 19% wait until the driving on fumes. And their fuel light comes on, Tom. 19%.
I'm not complaining about that. Yeah. It's the people who keep going after that. The light's fine. That's when I get mine. I'm like, all right, they're serious now. And I go start looking for gas. But the people who's like, oh, no, I've still got another 20 miles left. I'm like, you're insane.
My alarm tells me how many miles, supposedly, you have to drive.
Up to a point.
My alarm, my bell lights goes off at 40 when I have 40 miles left.
That's kind of crazy.
So I try to get it down to 1. I just want to see if I can get it to 1. One time.
Without going over
without
or going
running out.
Pretty soon, Kate is going to have a second one to tell us about.
It's an experiment.
It's amazing how far you can go on the reserves, though. And sometimes I like to clean out the tank. You know, like just get that old gas out of there.
Oh, it's like your car's getting a colonoscopy.
<It's> like,
is that what it's
doing? Just clean it out because you got to know that old gas is like, it's just not good, you know? Just run it out.
Totally illogical.
When the light does come on and then all of a sudden it shows you have 31 miles left before you go, and then it won't show you anything, like Tom said.
Yeah.
Then you like look at the speedometer to say, okay, well, because you got to look at how many miles you go because you only know you got 31 miles left.
I kind of treat it like GPS. You know how GPS is like, you'll be there in 10 minutes, and I'm like, I can make it 9. When it tells me you got 30 miles, I'm like,
I don't
understand. Try me.
That would give me so much anxiety.
I got 31.
And here's another thing. Like, women a lot of times will, because of the cold weather, they won't fill the tank all the way up with gas. They will go just because it's too cold outside and put enough in to get them wherever they need to go.
I don't mind the cold. I don't like being shocked. You get out and you go to touch the gas pump and it shocks you and you're like, I almost died. This is not worth it.
You scare me. You're supposed to touch the little metal pole so you get rid of that so you aren't touching it. And when you pick up a nozzle with gasoline in it.
It's good to feel alive sometimes, though.
It's nice to stay that way, too.
I'd be feeling alive anytime I drove with you because I'd be going, are we going to get there? Is she going to run out of gas?
She's living life on the edge.
Yeah.
And you're right. I cry and feel like I'm about to die riding with her.
You didn't die, though. You're fine.
But did you die?
It's the kid has ridden with me before, and he doesn't complain about me as much as you, and I drive fast.
Oh, he didn't say anything. It was more the look on his face.
It's like with the guys, you know, they're driving kind of crazy, and the woman's anxiety is up there. And if the guy's riding shotgun, his anxiety's up there because he's afraid he's going to run out of gas. And he'll be the one that has to walk to get gas.
I get nervous with my wife no matter what. When she drives, I'm like, she gets nervous with me, and I understand why. She's afraid I'm not going to be able to make that gap or whatever. Mm-hmm. But with her, I'm like, are you even looking at the road? Or are we doing this?
Right.
I'm like, hello.
Listen, my dad raised me on NASCAR, so if you're not ready to ride like you're in Earnhardt's car, just don't get in.
So you don't fill it up with gas because it'll go faster because it doesn't weigh the car down?
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to go with that.
She doesn't want to lose any places to do that pit stop.
Ladies, do your man a favor today. Whip in there and fill that tank up with gas.
What are we whipping?
Man, do your women a favor and do on it that. For her.
No, okay.
Chivalry,
she's driving right now. She's driving separate cars. You think a man should fill up the
once a
car.
Week wash his wife's car, fill it up with gas, and make sure it's got oil in it.
Can I marry Cato? Is it too late?
I posted a video. He said three things that men should always do for their
woman.
I
agree with all the changing of the oil and the air pressure and all that, but you can't fill them up with gas every time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I feel like a passenger princess. Would more you, of this?
I wouldn't want my wife standing out there at a gas station at night or running out of gas.
You have a couple of kids and see how busy you get.
You don't.
Oh,
you use them as such an excuse.
Don't, doesn't
and I will keep on doing that, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.